Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Good afternoon. This is Lock and Load, and now back off of wherever it was he went to do whatever it was he went to go do is writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Was there any diving involved in this?
No. Oh, diving into bed when I came back, I got a cold.
Right.
Hey, yeah, let's go there. It was great to go to Detroit and see Rick Ector train 1,400 women in a weekend. I got a chance to go to San Diego and see the fall fundraiser for San Diego gun owners. That was great. I went to the Gun Rights Policy Conference in Phoenix, 700 activists. These people are changing their communities. That's awesome to see.
Always.
Yeah. And it reminded me of something, because as I was traveling, Biden announced his Office of Gun Violence Prevention.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have that figured out? Because I think I do.
Well, I think this will be, Biden specializes in funneling money.
Yes.
So I think this will be one way that he's figured out how to funnel some money to some, because he can't do anything. This particular group, they have no powers of authority. They're just an advisory. They're just an advisory role. So this will probably be sort of a campaign mechanism as well. So he can trot something out so he can say, if he actually does run for president, and if he doesn't, I guess any other Democrat that would, so they can trot out their the latest study from the Office of Gun Violence Management of the federal government. So they can trot that out there. This is,
Okay, I'm sure that will happen. My take was a little different, and I think you touched on it, Daryl. Let me give you a hint. Los Angeles, San Francisco, Oakland, Portland, Seattle, Chicago, Detroit, Baltimore, New York, Trenton, Washington, D.C., New Orleans. What do they have all in common?
Oh, well, they're all gun-free zones for the most part. They all have large anti-gun regimes. They're all sanctuary cities. I'm sure there's other things, too.
They're governed by Democrat mayors and city councils, and they're overrun with crime. They're bleeding people. They're turned into abandoned shells because no one can have a business there. No one wants to live there. Okay, maybe you're driving. You can't pay this that much attention right now. Go to YouTube. Ask for abandoned buildings in San Francisco. You will see dozens of videos that show blocks and blocks and blocks of abandoned businesses at ground level on the main streets of San Francisco. There are entire subdivisions where no one lives and no one can live because of the laws that Democrats put in place. Remember when Katie Hochul, governor of New York, said that there's no place in New York State for conservatives? She got her wish. There are abandoned skyscrapers, malls in New York, in New Orleans. They went to revitalize the waterfront in Baltimore, Maryland. Used to be the most prime real estate you can imagine. See over there, that's where the really rich people live. No one came because it was so dangerous. Businesses left, abandoned it because they'd be robbed. And then why would you go there? Why would you and I go there? There's nothing to see but abandoned shelves. So, and I think that after COVID masks, guns are one of the best indicators of political affiliation. They have to blame the gun because they can't let the voters blame them. What do you think?
Well, I think they're probably going to try to do that. The only problem is that like COVID, that ship has sailed. That, all these places.
Well, they can always use it to, they can always use this office to funnel money to those failed cities.
Oh, yeah. Well, those failed cities, but also those failed organizations. And it's always a money funneling kind of thing.
Yep.
I mean, the whole COVID funneling, that's how they got the cities out of the red.
Right, for a little bit.
Yeah.
But they're going to crash and burn. The mayor of Dallas, did you see he just switched parties? He became a Republican because he said, and I'm quoting, "My city works. Why would I be a Democrat? It works and I want it to stay that way." Wow.
Yep.
That's an indictment. But that's not what brought this to mind. I saw this article out of Philadelphia. Did you read about Jimmy's West cheesesteaks?
I did not.
It's a memorable enough name, right? It sounds absolutely innocuous. I looked up the pictures of the building. Most of the windows are plywooded over. A few of them are barred. That tells you about the neighborhood. But it's being reopened, and it sells cheesesteaks from noon to midnight. And they've got guys, they put up awnings because the lines, when it opens, are pretty good. There are not a lot of businesses in this neighborhood. And they have armed security outside. They're plated up. They're uniformed up. They've got an AR slung across their chest. Now, Jimmy's, I think, is open from Tuesday to Saturday. But they only have armed guards Thursday through Saturday. So if they're conducting an experiment, really. If you want to go to Jimmy's when it's unguarded, you go Monday and Tuesday. If you want to be guarded, Thursday, Friday, Saturday are your days. And they're going to find out what people want. They're conducting the experiment.
Very likely true.
the gas station on the corner, they have armed guards because they wanted to be open after dark. So they've got a guy there dressed up the same way, plated up, uniformed up. I don't know if all of these guards are off-duty police. So some of them may not have arrest powers. It'll be interesting to find out. But I saw that and then went, yeah, that's why they've got to blame the gun. Because would you have to do that to stay in business in a dying neighborhood? That's the only way you can open a business in a neighborhood that's turned feral. Wow.
Well, I mean, in terms of powers of arrest, I don't think I would put that out there.
Tell me more.
Well, self-defense has a lower bar of lethal force as far as being able to bring lethal force. Cops nowadays have to retreat just about. They have to run.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Interesting. Thank you for...
I think I would leave it out there that these are all civilians and just leave it at that and let them just make their own decisions on that one.
Right. At first I was going to try and chew out the Office of Gun Violence Prevention because they're demonizing us. And when I looked up the FBI stats, ordinary people had to use armed violence to defend themselves, meaning we had to kill somebody. We had a justifiable homicide. It's only about 400 to 500 times a year. That's not very many. And yet the criminals are killing like 24,000 people a year. And then when you look at how many times we scare guys off, we're saving like 30,000 lives because if we didn't have a gun, we'd have been badly, badly hurt and maybe killed. Oh, my goodness.
Hang on right there, if you will. We'll be right back. Talking to writer and podcaster Rob Morse. This is Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
I've seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load. We are speaking with writer and podcaster Rob Morris. What would you like to discuss, sir?
Who we're talking to, because the ninjas know what I'm going to say. I mean, they've heard it before. I might remind them of a few things. Maybe they'll learn some things. But unfortunately, most of the world isn't reading what I write. They're not listening to Lock and Load. Shame on them. They'd be so much smarter, and it's entertaining. But I enjoy writing for people that don't have the message. They fall in love with the Bloomberg spin. Here's the unicorns and rainbows world where no one will ever hurt anybody. Guns aren't necessary. If we just had a few more gun control laws, you could live here too. And then we got to kind of go gently, wake them up, wash their face, make sure they can blink. Are you seeing clearly now? You're fully awake. Do you need a drink of water? Let me tell you about the reality that hides behind that ugly fantasy. And, you know, prohibition is a beautiful theory until you look too closely. And I think those people enter into that fantasy with a good heart. They want people to be better. They just find it hard to read past the headlines. And, you know, you do it. You wake them up tens of hours every day. Good grief, you're on the air. Does that match the calls you get at WORD? Is this a Rob Morris fantasy, or does that fit some of the calls you get?
Well, no, it just depends. Now, some of them go way beyond that. I mean, really.
What do you mean?
Well, we had an incident where some kids were popping balloons in the shopping mall. And they knew what it was going to sound like, so everybody thought that it was a rampage killer.
Wow.
And it caused quite the panic. So after that happened, I got on the air, and I said, you know, in the event this ever happens, you just need to go into the closest store and head for the access hallway.
Right.
And you're going to be behind real cover and concealment. Real cover. Nobody's going to be able to shoot you through that stuff. And one of the listeners there, who also happens to listen to Lock and Load, had listened to me and Super Dave Harrington, and he read that to believe that this means that in the event of a rampage killer, that you pull out your weapon and you go hunting. And I started pointing out a few things about, well, you know, if you're going to run around with a gun in a mall, you know, if the rampage killer, if I see somebody in front of me 50 feet away shooting at people, okay, I know who this is. And I know why this is. I know what's going on. But if I'm going to be running through a mall in the event of a rampage killer, one, cops are going to be coming. And two, there may be other concealed carriers. And if you're running around with a gun out, looking around like you're looking for something to shoot, well, you're probably going to get to engage something. And he's like, well, I don't care if I get shot or that. I was like, okay, whatever.
Well, I like his thinking. I just think he needs to peel the onion another couple of layers.
Yeah.
If you hear, quote, balloons going off, don't pull your gun until you have a target in front of you. If you want to move toward the noise, now here's what we found. And you know this, maybe it fits what you'd imagine if you think for more than a moment. Pretty soon there's going to be a sound. A lot of people are going to turn heads. If you're within line of sight, you're going to see something and go, that ain't right. And typically that's where mass murder stops. If we stop it, and we do, we stop it lots of times. You know, you're in a restaurant, you're in a mall. Pop, pop, what's that? You look, there's a guy with a rifle in a mall. That's called a giveaway. That's not right. You see him start to swing and move, and you go, that does not look like law enforcement. And you go, your kids aren't with you. You bought the new cover for your cell phone. That's why you were in the mall. And you go, behind this column is a pretty good place. Pop. And it's over. Because it's hard to be the only guy shooting in a mall, because there's only a little bit of the world you can ever see at one time. Most of us are in the part where he can't see us, and we're going to shoot him, and he's going to fall down. On top of that, and you've seen this, Bill, you've seen how trained people move with a gun. It doesn't look like a video game at all.
Well, no, it actually looks, it's certainly not like it is in the movies. Let's put it that way. But,
right. Your gun's probably still holstered. It's at the low ready. Until you're ready to shoot and behind cover, Why then take your firearm out?
The only reason I would go looking for somebody that would be a shooter would be if I had, like, if I was in a mall and my grandkids were out in the mall somewhere, too, and I didn't know where they were.
Gotcha.
Okay, now, now I have no other choice. I'm going to go looking. But even as I'm not going to, even if I have my gun out of the holster, it's going to be under my shirt. I'm going to be bootlegging that somehow or another.
Right. Exactly. And if you had your, the granddaughters, where they go? Pop, pop, kids, now that I've got you, one in each hand, where's the nearest doorway? And you're headed to the back of the store.
That's right.
Because that's the reason we carry a gun, is to protect them. Yeah. What's interesting is that the gun culture is exploding. We've got 40 to 60% of us now who have guns in the home. We see those numbers go up. What was it, the fourth year in a row that we've sold over a million guns a month? Not all of them. In fact, I'm going to submit most of them no longer look like me. They're not pale, male, and stale.
Right.
So they're young.
It's pretty hard.
A lot of them are urban women, and they're looking around going, if I'm in a Democrat-controlled city, I live in a dangerous place. I need to protect me. I need to protect my kids. When people broke in next door, they weren't even put in jail. They, if the cops saw them at all, they're back out on the streets. So I think gun owners like us are going to help change the way cities respond, just like Jimmy's cheesesteaks. We have to do it ourselves because our governments have failed us. If you guys would do your job, there are millions of people who I don't think really want to be gun owners. They feel that society's compelled them to be.
Well, tell everybody how to find you before we run out of time here.
Oh, again, huh?
Yeah.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. I'm a co-host on the Second Amendment Foundation's Polite Society podcast. I wrote the Slow Flax blog. There are about 2,100 articles waiting for you there. From there, my writing is picked up at Clash Daily and at Ops Lens.
And we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
When it comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA News Update. During his fraud trial, which began today, former President Trump continued to criticize New York's Attorney General.
You have a radical left Attorney General like Letitia James, who's a disgrace to our country, who got elected on the fact that she's going to take down President Trump.
James alleges that Trump and his family inflated his net worth to gain better terms from lenders and insurers. The 18-day United Auto Workers strike continues. General Motors recently laying off about 160 workers indefinitely. UAW President Sean Fain expanded the strike, accusing Ford and GM of a lack of progress in negotiations. Tonight's Powerball jackpot has surpassed $1 billion. That's confirmed by lottery officials. Since July, no one has claimed the top prize. This is the fourth time the grand prize has exceeded the $1 billion threshold. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to writer and podcaster Rob Morse off of his travels. He's been traveling for the cause, it sort of sounds like to me. Now, this trip was, did Rick have another training thing coming up that I did not know about? Or are you
No. I was just enjoying all the traveling I've been doing, bringing all those up. This last one was just to Phoenix for the Gun Rights Policy Conference.
And how did that go?
I know the sort of thing John Lott is going to talk about, but he came up with something new. I know the sort of things people are going to talk about who are fighting for gun rights in California, the lawsuits they're bringing, which cases are decided. As we were traveling there on Friday, one of the cases was decided by Judge Benitez, but I didn't know the details. And, you know, from New York to California, from Washington State to Florida, people have news. Because I follow it, Bill, because you follow it, we have an idea of what's going on. The details are fascinating. What the lawyers think about who can be sued, how and when and where. It's interesting stuff, at least for me. One thing I missed, well, okay, and since I came back, I brought a cold back with me. But I've been reading, and California had another spasm of gun control. You know, this is all in response to the Bruin decision at the U.S. Supreme Court saying, you don't have a right to tell people they can't be armed. Unless they're a prohibited person, you should issue permits. Go forth and obey the law. So then many states, New York, New Jersey, California, Maryland, said, oh, yeah, here, you can't go anywhere if you have a carry permit. Well, unless you're one of us special people. And yes, those people and the politicians are being sued. The lawsuits are already filled out. They know which lawyers how to file. It's waiting on the desk. But other people are watching that too. I noticed that the governor of South Dakota, Kristi Noem, she sent out a press release saying, hey, I noticed that your governor in California is making it really hard to own a gun, to buy ammunition, to buy guns. They're treating you like criminals. In fact, I think there's now a tax on every firearm sold and every box of ammunition. You're being treated like criminals. Why don't you come to South Dakota? Because we treat you like honest citizens and you're welcome here. Wow.
Well, there's always that. I mean, the whole, New York Times wrote a story about Texas gun owners.
I saw that.
Yeah. And, you know, just the different ways that Texans carry guns. And I guess I don't know what their point was. I think they sort of messed themselves up on that one.
Yeah, a lot of us read that article and thought, Texas sounds like heaven.
I mean, it's certainly better than South Carolina. I'll put it that way.
One thing that I enjoyed about that the New York article, they glossed over something really important. Anti-gun activists wanted us to, pass gun control laws after the murders at the Robb Elementary School, where we had 300 to 400 law enforcement officers standing outside doing nothing. And to their credit, the legislators in Texas said, wait a minute. If a waiting period wouldn't have stopped this, here, what would have stopped it? So now every school district has to have disaster plan. Look, is it a tornado? Is it a wildfire? Is it a murderer who comes to class? How are you going to deal with it? You have to write it down, and it has to be available for review. Now, here's some of the other things. You have to track ongoing threats. What that meant is if you have a kid in junior high school who's just a psychotic nut, you can't let him change to the high school and not say, hey, guys, you've got something headed your way. Here's the paperwork. Here's where he's been, where the police have arrested him. Here's where he's been treated for psychiatric illness. You can't spring that on another school. You have to let them know. Good for them. Now, it would be better if we could get this kid some treatment. That's expensive. That's hard. But at least you can't hide the problem and pass it on.
That would be good, too. That would be new.
Yeah, isn't it?
That would be new. But, I mean, you're only going to see that in certain cities and certain towns, right?
What are you thinking?
Well, this one is
it's been required in every school in Texas.
Right.
So.
In every school in Texas, right? But I mean, how many times with James Holmes?
Right.
The Aurora shooter.
Yeah.
They were tracking him, and they were tracking him, and the college police were tracking him, and then he quit. He dropped out of school, so they're like, oh, okay, no problem. We don't have any problem no more. No.
Right. I've talked to a number of psychiatrists, and they said, yes, nominally we're mandatory reporters, but psychologists are never sued when they fail to report. And if you basically there are no teeth in that law.
Right.
Now, that would be interesting. How would it change psychiatry? See, I can understand why the professional associations would say, if we fail to report, we don't want you to put our practitioners in jail because we're going to miss sometimes. Okay, got it. I get that you're going to miss. Or somebody comes in and says one thing about their mental condition and they're hiding other things. Or maybe the court forces them to come into therapy for one time for an evaluation. But then you find out there's all this information that the therapist wasn't given. Do we put that guy in jail? The therapist. So it's an ugly problem. I don't see any, we just check this box and the problem goes away solutions.
Well, no, but it does open up a interesting dilemma because we get held responsible for everything gun owners do when a rampage.
Right. Occurs.
So now we're looking at a profession and saying, oh, well, if you mess this up, you're going to go down. And so I guess there's some reluctance to take that one up. Is that what you were talking about?
Yeah. Right. You used the word irrational, let me serendipity here. Montana is a mixed bag. In general, they're pretty good about gun rights, but they have some liberal cities. Someone had made the public transit in Missoula, pretty big city for Montana standards, a gun-free zone. And then then the local 2A advocate said, you know, you can do that. You have the legal power to do that. It's against the Constitution. We're going to sue you and you're going to pay our legal fees. And we're about to do that. Would you like to change it before we sue you or after? And then the bus line said, ooh, okay, it's our money. Ooh, we can't use the state's money to defend us. Okay, yeah. We're making a change, and here's what the spokeswoman said.
Well, I tell you what, before you tell us what the spokeswoman said, tell everybody how to find you. Well, I'll tell you what, tell everybody how to find you at the beginning of the next segment. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Is Lock and Load, and we're speaking with Rob Morse, writer and podcaster. Where would you like to go now?
Yeah, so I want to tell people how to find me.
Okay.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. I'm a co-host on the Second Amendment Foundation's Polite Society podcast. I write the Slow Facts blog. My writing's picked up at Clash Daily and at Ammo Land. One of my listeners pointed out, Bill, I have over 100 hours of material on self-defense gun stories now.
Well, most of the time those are only like 15-minute little vignette sort of podcasts.
Yeah, 20 minutes. So takes me.
How many does that represent? Is that 500?
About 330.
330, okay. Outstanding.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been at it for, I'm in my eighth season now, so.
Gotcha.
Wow. Here's what I thought was pretty cool. It was the Mountain States Shooting Sports Association who contacted the bus line. And these were the, of course, the reporter goes, oh, won't riders be frightened because people could carry guns? He goes, I think those fears are by and large irrational, and it's not my job to deal with irrationality. Close quote. Now, he did say this, look, we already have rules against dangerous or threatening behavior. If you threaten somebody with your fist, with a newspaper, we're going to ask you to get off the bus. If you threaten them with a gun, you're going to get off the bus, and we're going to call the cops.
Right.
Pretty straightforward. What's surprising is, all right, it took Mountain Shooting Sports Association to knock on their door and say, stop this, you're being silly. For them to get the message. All right, somebody's got to be an adult in the room.
Well, are you really comfortable leaving that to somebody to be the adult in the room sometimes?
Oh, I figure it's my job, but what are you thinking?
I'm thinking it's my job.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the one thing. Well, I don't know if that's something you teach somebody, but that's just something they sort of slowly begin to realize or what that is.
Isn't that interesting? I didn't feel that way when I was a 21-year-old.
Right.
When I had kids and somebody to protect, and I'd see craziness go on, and I'd go, sometimes it was my kids doing that. I'd go, hey, you're making a mess for other people. Stop that. And then when other people made it dangerous for my family, I said, you're making a mess and putting you're spoiling this for my family. Please stop. It's not interesting. Often I would speak up if my family was inconvenienced, and if it were just me, I'd walk away. But, you know, moving the whole family is a little harder, and I wasn't going to put up with that. Does that describe your life, too?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
I don't think we're that unusual. Let's see. Do I have a self-defense gun story I should share here? Ah, here it is. You mind?
Sure. Absolutely.
Okay. Where was this one? Oh, Fayette County, Georgia. You're at home. It's after midnight. During the week, you know, normally I think crazy stuff happens Sunday morning because of a crazy Saturday night. Nope. Middle of the week. You hear a crashing sound. Your security alarm goes off. So, one, this homeowner has a security alarm. This is better than your average bear. He immediately calls the police and says, hey, let's see, someone broke into my basement. Okay. Gets his gun. Good. Because the bad thing to do is go look for a problem that you can't handle. Goes down into the basement and sees a guy with a knife. He says, get out of my basement. Instead, the guy with the knife moves toward the homeowner. The homeowner shoots him. The guy with the knife stops. He backs up the stairs, waits between the stairs that lead up to his family's, where his family's live asleep, and stays there, holds that as a choke point. The police come, EMTs come, they go in the basement. Who should they find but a guy who was let out of prison only a few days ago? He murdered somebody, a 77-year-old woman stabbed her to death near a college in Ohio. He then carjacks a truck. That carjacked truck is now in front of your home all the way in Georgia. So you stopped a murderer. You stopped a habitual criminal. If you knew that was in the basement, would you have gone down there in the first place, or would you have just stayed up at the stairs?
I probably would have just stayed up at the stairs.
Right.
Unless one of my kids was down there.
100%.
Yeah.
In fact, one of my kids is sleeping on the couch. I got to go down.
Yeah.
Or just to make sure. Hey, he was asleep on the couch. Did he really make it up to bed? Maybe I have to go check because I heard. So we give him all the kudos in the world. He's armed. But what if the bad guy was, this is a murderer. You know, we've heard this story all over and over from our instructors. You don't know who's down there. Could be an armed murderer. This was, and that's why I bring the story up. That's not a story about the big bad wolf. It's about stuff that happens. If you're not ready to face, you know, your worst nightmare when you open the door, don't open the door. Don't go chasing a problem that you can't solve with a high, high probability of success. Why would you go clear your basement? Just the cops are going to be there. Let them. Now, here's what I wonder, and I don't know well enough. Probably depends on how police officers are trained in that area. Would the police officers even go into the basement, or would they send in a dog? Don't know.
I don't know. I guess it would really, well, if they probably go down themselves at first, and if they took any fire, then they're going to be sending in the dog, I imagine, but I don't know.
But boy, again, that's hard, right?
Yeah.
That's hard.
Very.
How much time we have left here?
You've got about 2 minutes.
All right. We're going someplace else. You're closing up your business. It's a retail business. It's been a great day. You're leaving. The place is locked up. And you hear screams from the Dollar General next door. They're usually closed up before you are. So you walk over and you see two guys beating one of the store employees. The assistant manager, he closes up the place, you know him. You're armed. You walk away. You stand out in the parking lot. You go, no, you know the guy getting the beat down. He's not armed. You enter the store, present your firearm and say, guys, I'm going to stop. I'm going to shoot you if you don't stop. One of them runs. Turns out it was the guy with the money who ran. The guy who had the gun in his hand, you say, drop it or I'll drop it. And he does, and he gets down on the floor. He gets arrested. This is not a Boy Scout. He's got a record. Here's what I wonder and what one of my instructors pointed out. If that were your wife being beaten, would you say a word or would you press the trigger immediately? If that was happening in your home, you'd shoot.
Oh, yeah.
So while we're running our mouth, this guy's getting a beat down, and you don't know if the next blow is going to be lethal. If you have the right to use lethal force, maybe you should use it. And you have to solve that for yourself because, okay, it worked this time. But maybe then that next blow, the guy was being pistol whipped. The back of his head was being hit with the gun. And you go, how many of those can you take before the guy's becomes a vegetable? You know, yeah. You're breaking his skull and damaging his brain.
Yeah.
So our defender did a nice thing. He did the right thing. Maybe he didn't do the best thing. And we have to study about that ahead of time because those are subtleties we're not going to be able to reason through in the moment. It's just too hard.
Indeed. Well, we're out of time. Coming up next, we got Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com, which is, I think you sort of like him, don't you there? Rob?
I love Dan. I wait for him every week.
There you go. Thanks for being back. Thanks for taking the time to join us today.
My pleasure, Bill.
Yes, sir. Hour number two is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIP. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.